Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all for free. No credit card needed, no sign up. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices today. Everybody, welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Hi.
I am your host. And that is your host.
What's up?
Did you lighten your hair?
Everybody's asking me that, and the answer is no. I think because I put a little color in my hair a while ago, like a long time ago, and I think the sun stripped the color off my hair and left with how when you color your hair at home and it bleaches it kind of underneath?
Yeah.
I think that's what happened. So now it looks like the bleached part of my hair. I have to recolor it. Anyway, hey, by the way, before we start, The Good Life with Stevie and Cezanne. Join them. This is a Podcast One podcast. They inspire minds, captivate listeners. They have conversations with people who are making an impact in the world. Listen free every week on Podcast One. And if you like self-improvement, Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, Tommy John. Guess who I got?
I love Tommy John.
Hooked on Tommy John.
Who?
Robin.
Oh.
My new girlfriend.
Thank you. Thank you, Robin, for supporting our ads.
She was like, she private messaged me, and she's like, so you guys have been going on about Tommy John and how soft and nice it is. Is that real, or is that just for the ad? And I was like, dude, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
I go, it's real. I was wearing at the time. I go, right this minute, I'm wearing the white cami. I bought a little white camisole, and it's the most interesting camisole material. It's
right.
Like pajama feeling.
Yeah.
It's super soft
and you
delicious.
Know what? Their underwear for women is the same.
Yeah.
And they were sold out and now they're back in stock.
Okay.
They sold out in 6 weeks, those underwear, by the way. But now they're fully back in stock and up and running. And listen, there's your ad right there. Do you need to know any more?
No.
Go to Tommy
John.
And then
something about not getting swamp butt. So
yeah.
Nobody wants that. I don't know what exactly it is. Somebody described it to me and it was too much information.
It's comfortable underwear.
Sounds bad.
For women and men. And if you hurry to TommyJohn.com/FCOL for 20% off your first order, you'll get your 20% off your first order.
Kind of so self-explanatory. TommyJohn.com slash FCOL. Try it out. Be like Robin and be comfortable.
Be cool.
Yeah. Also, care.com.
Need Look, help?
Need I,
help
do.
Yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Are you marrying me?
I do. Listen, sometimes you need to get out of the house with your husband for a date night. What are you going to do with your kids?
I know.
You're
going to
need
thing.
Care.
Right.
Like a babysitter.
You need care.
So, you know what? It's not as easy to find a sitter. Like used to be, you could just like, hey, who in the neighborhood wants to babysit? Is there a 10-year-old that wants to come watch my baby?
Right.
But nowadays, you got to be careful with that stuff. Mm-hmm. You have to use somebody who you can trust. And care.com has those people for you.
Yep. And they have a premium membership.
Yeah, they have a premium membership. And you know what you can do with that premium membership? Vet people.
Mm-hmm.
Background check. Look at reviews. See who else has used them. You could call somebody who's used them.
Yeah.
See all the information about them.
Well,
see what they say they're good at.
Good. Yes.
Yeah. And they have everything. They don't just have babysitters, but they have housekeepers,
dog walkers,
people to care about your grandma. Anything you need. Care.com.
Yeah.
Go to care.com/loud when you subscribe and get their 30% off of the care.com membership. So go to care.com/loud and subscribe.
Do it.
Check it out.
So what's happening? What's been going on this week?
So you sparked a revolution in our house.
Oh, what?
So now yesterday, Adam took Natalia to the beach.
Really? Nice.
In my car. Thank you.
But a drive-by.
No, they did it. They did it. They did it our way. They went to – so Natalia got to bring a friend. Her friend's mom took them the other day to Paradise Cove, which Paradise Cove I haven't been to since I was 21 years old.
Where is it?
It's like in between Malibu and Zuma. It's just like this – and there's like a restaurant and then they have like – if you get there early enough, they have lounge chairs and blah, blah, blah. So it's pretty convenient and they have nice bathrooms. So,
ooh, I like that. That's,
yeah.
Once you're over the age of like 40,
you need to
nice
go to
bathrooms
nice,
becomes yeah. a draw.
Yeah, because the bathrooms at the beach, not so much.
I'm writing it down. Paradise Cove. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Nice showers, nice bathrooms. And you can get something to eat. It's right there. It's probably pricey, but I don't know.
Adam, but you might have like a Tori Spelling sighting. So.
Or an Adam Carolla sighting.
Oh, true.
But, you know, and or Mrs. Kellison sighting. So Natalia said that they had a great time. They went there. She's like, so they got there at like 3:30. They were in the water until like 8 o'clock, 8:30. They didn't get home till like 9:30.
Wow.
Yeah. So they were in the water the whole time. I said, what was Dad doing? Dad put his stuff down and said, I'll be right back. And gone for an hour and a half because he ran into Diane Kellison with Danny Two Sheets' wife, Mrs. Danny Two Sheets.
Right.
And we love Diane. And so he was hanging out with her and her family. And then he like had a beer over there and was like sitting there talking and talking and talking. And kids like, yeah. And they're like, what? My friend was like, when's your dad coming back? You think he got lost?
Oh, no.
Because he was gone for like, who does that?
Yeah.
And by the way, what do you think the kid's going to tell her mom? How was it? Well, it was fine. We were by ourselves in the water and the waves at that time of the day. Huge. And they're in the water like body surfing.
What? It's funny because while you're saying that, I was thinking, I was like, wow, I got heat for letting my kids go to like the park, which is three blocks away because people were like, oh my God, parents would freak out.
Not Adam. He's on your side. Like, apparently, I'd like to know what he was thinking. I didn't ask him this because I was putting Natalia to sleep. Adam went to bed early. I was in Natalia's room, and she's telling me all this. So I didn't have a chance to ask him, like, what the fuck? You're taking the kids to the beach. But what do you think who leaves – and the water with the waves? Like, really, dude? I don't know. Maybe it's because it's Paradise Cove and it's easy and he could see them. He's probably going to say, I saw them from where I was. That's what I think he's going to say. I hope he's going to say. So then he comes back, she says, like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And he's probably going to laugh and go, I wasn't gone that long. So right. then he went in the water and then he rode the waves with them and was like surfing with them and having a good time. And,
so good.
Yeah, it was good. They had a good time.
Bonding.
My car. Yeah, it's hot in here. My car went to the beach twice now. It is a mess.
What?
It's like they brought half the beach home.
Oh God, I know. That's the worst part.
The worst part.
Kaylin, can we get any air in here? I'm dying.
Yeah, I'll turn it down a little lower.
Oh, my God.
You came in hot. I'm fine.
Really? I feel like I'm in a sauna right now.
Really?
Which is kind of good. Do some Bikram yoga.
Most of the time, I'm the one sweating in the morning.
Yeah. So your car is a mess.
My car is a mess.
And Xander have decided. My kids are like old people.
They don't want to go to the beach.
They do not want to go to the beach anymore. No interest. And yeah, they're like
ever again.
It's just very sandy. Yeah, they have no interest. Elby is dying to go to the beach. She's like, I can't wait to go back to the mm-hmm. beach.
That's
and they're like, no, thanks.
I know.
Have fun. Good luck with that. We don't like the waves. Too many waves. Too much sand.
Too much sand.
Not interested. Don't like to get dirty.
Sunny's with them. He's like, Who wants to go to the beach? When he got in my car after we got back from the beach, he's like, ugh, because there's sand everywhere. He's like, where am I supposed to sit? I go, in the seat. There's just sand in the seat.
I do agree. I do not like sand.
I don't like it either.
I do. And I also, I know we have said this before, but it's worth repeating. Don't like being barefoot. I do not like the feeling of dirty feet. I just don't like it when my feet feel dirty.
I don't like it either.
It's a weird thing.
It is a weird thing.
I hate the feeling. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Just have dirty feet.
Yeah, I feel the same way, especially if they're dirty and dry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, so I feel like when you're on the beach, even when the sand falls off and you feel dirty,
yeah,
and I just can't wait to get home and go through the shower.
There's like a grime on you that just doesn't get washed off.
Yeah.
You know what Natalia does? I'm going to go in the water and rinse off. Like, what? Okay. Yeah, right. It makes it 10 times worse.
Oh, I know. And you know that thing where you're like, well, what I'll do is I'll go rinse off my feet in the beach. And then I'll put my flip-flops right back on.
Yeah, right.
But it doesn't help.
That doesn't help either.
No.
Then next thing you know, your flip-flops are caked
with
sand.
Right.
And you got all the sand.
Then you need a shower for your rinse-off.
Right.
In the water.
Yeah.
I like it when they have the showers right at the top of the sand so you can rinse off and then put your flip-flops on. Mm-hmm. But still, inevitably, there's still
– Yeah, there's always sand. There's sand everywhere.
Right.
In the parking lot, while you're waiting, get the car. It's like everywhere.
You're not going to avoid being sandy.
No. And then I just got in the car, so I have that like grimy feel too now because I'm touching the steering wheel and there's sand everywhere.
Yeah. Then you got to go get your car detailed. Then your beach trip is like a $200 beach trip.
Right.
Then you got to throw out all your towels.
I know.
I'm not bringing those home.
I know. I left the blanket at the beach. I was like, just leave it.
Oh my God. The last time we went to the beach, I literally took Xander's old Ninja Turtles comforter.
Right.
Because he doesn't, you know, he outgrew that.
Right,
so it was
right.
in our cabinet. I was like, well, bring the Ninja Turtles comforter to the beach.
Right.
You can lay on that.
Right. Right.
Right. Which was kind of genius, except that the Sadie and Xander weren't with us. And it was Elvie and her two friends. Remember that?
God.
They were like, really? A Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles blanket? Okay. Great.
Just put your beach towel.
And then that was one where I'd be like, I could just leave that.
Yeah. I left ours too. Nobody was using it. It was old. Nobody ever used it.
Yeah.
And I had to carry shit up the hill. That was when we went to the side of off the side of the road.
Right, right.
So I was like, just leave it. God, I bet the homeless could find like a lot of blankets. Like, they could make themselves a nice little.
Yeah.
They go to Zuma.
Yeah.
Anybody that's listening that's homeless, if you go like in between Zuma and Malibu, due east.
Some nice.
Look for some ninja turtle and a pink blanket.
It's all yours.
Yeah.
The one thing I also hate about the beach is that you always feel like you have to bring your whole – it's like you're going camping even though you're just going for a couple hours.
Oh, I know.
But first you got to have so many snacks.
I know.
Which,
it's
by
like
the way,
ring circus.
Kids don't really eat – first of all, eating on the beach is also kind of a pain in the ass because no matter what you're eating, it's going to get sand on it.
I know.
So it always seems like a good idea to bring like nice sliced watermelon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The second you open that Tupperware, there's sand on it.
Uh-huh.
And then you're eating watermelon, but it's tiny, gritty.
Yes.
So that's not really a good idea.
Right.
And then if you bring sandwiches – Nobody really wants those sandwiches.
Yeah.
And then here's the thing. Even if they do eat them, they're starving by the time you leave anyway.
Exactly.
So they're already
to In-N-Out.
Right. So what's the point? You can't be like, you guys, you had a full-on meal at the beach. I spent all this time packing all this stuff. And if you pack stuff like chips or whatever,
I'm the one
who eats it, though.
Yeah,
well, it's so you open it up because you're like, well, I brought these chips, these sour cream and onion chips for the kids. I'll just have a couple while – I mean, I'm sitting here. They're in the water. What do they care?
Right.
And before you know it, you ate a half a bag of chips.
I know. And you feel like you can't leave the house without like, okay, what am I forgetting? Like, what if I forget something? And then you're stuck at the beach.
Right. Then you got – so now you have like a huge blanket.
Right.
You've got towels for everybody. Mm-hmm. You have chairs. You've got an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
You've got –
that
you
never
know,
stays up and gets blown away.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No one helps you.
Nobody
but you're like,
ever
guys,
helps.
Come on. What am I, a mule?
Right.
Grab
Nobody
some of this stuff.
Helps. And then – you get your
They're
car
like, but
is
I got
trashed.
My bag with my water bottle. I'm like, you're like, I don't care. Take an umbrella.
Yeah.
Then you haul it all down to the beach, and then you got to turn around and haul it back.
Right. I know.
And nobody helps.
Nobody.
That's – well, of course, that's why we leave blankets there.
Right.
One less thing to carry back.
Exactly.
On your back
exactly.
In the desert.
So you've inspired
Yeah. The beach revolution. Beach I'm going to go to the beach this week.
This is the last week before summer starts. I mean, school starts.
Crazy. It's
Isn't
gone
it,
can you believe, so
is
fast.
Is your school start next week? No.
The week after. No. Okay, so this week, today's Monday. Today's really Tuesday for you guys. Mm-hmm. So we have this week, then we have next week, then we start.
Okay. So this is our last full week of no vacation. Next week, they start on Thursday.
Yes.
Thursday and Friday.
Okay, so we start 1 week after you.
Right. Okay. Now I have a question for you.
Yes.
All right. So every year Sunny goes with the boys to
– Oh, Monterey.
Uh-huh. Which is fine when you're in elementary school.
My personal opinion is you should skip it.
That's what I said.
Because I feel like middle school – I feel like it's a big deal.
Of course.
And I feel like if you miss the first couple of days, there's
– But he's not – so what he's missing – okay, so I said
Thursday
no.
Thursday and Friday, right?
No. Yeah, no. So they start Wednesday. They start Thursday and Friday is their first day of school. The following week, they leave for Monterey on Thursday at night.
Oh, so he would miss Friday?
I think he would miss.
Of the second week of school.
Right.
Well, that's not that big
or
a deal.
Or he might miss half a Thursday.
That's not that big a deal.
You think I should let him go?
I would say no if it was the very first day of school.
Yeah, no.
I would feel
Thank
like
God.
You don't want to start behind the eight ball. Like
no.
everybody's met
You're
each other. You've learned
behind,
your schedule.
Yeah, I know.
Like, no,
no
I would
way.
Say no. But if he's already been in school a week. Yeah. And he misses a half day and then a full day on Friday. I mean, think of the kids that are sick.
I know, I guess.
Well,
and Adam's like, you know how much experience he gets out of these trips?
I kind of agree. It's sort of his tradition.
Yeah, but why is it always the first week of school? It always lands in the like beginning of school. This will be his fourth time.
Think of people that are homeschooled. They don't go to school at all.
Yeah. That's that kid that comes and visits us once a year. Pew, 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 pew. That kid. Behind.
That's one of people's favorite episodes ever. Was that a Patreon?
I think
Because we should
it
re-put
was.
That up.
Yeah.
We should find that.
The episode where I talked.
I think we literally called it pew, pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew. Do you remember that, Kaylin?
No, I don't.
Do you know?
Okay. I'll tell you something that happened in it. Lynette needed to find a present for the kids, so she was like hunting around to re-gift something in her garage and looking for like a gift bag. And you eventually wrapped it in like a Trader Joe's reusable bag.
Yes, with toilet paper.
Oh my Tissue. God, that was a classic. I don't know if I've ever laughed that hard podcasting with you. Every moment of that story was full of hilarity
well, also,
and relatability.
Remember, so this is the kid that my kids grew up with.
Right.
And then they left and moved to like the south of France.
Right.
When he was
and
like
And then the
five.
Nanny brought the kid over.
And then, so the nanny's always like, oh, the kid really wants to see you. He really wants to see you. He wants to see Sonny. Natalia's like, hell to the no.
Right.
Because they left – they were friends until their age – from like zero to 5 or 6 years old.
Right.
Then they moved to France and then the nanny couldn't go. The nanny and Olga became best friends.
Right, right, right.
The nanny ended up working for Mike August for a while. So anyway – the kid comes once a year every summer and wants to see Sonny and Natalia. Like, good news. So-and-so's in town. And Anthony. Well, no, I don't want to call him that. Mark's in town.
Yeah.
And they like
little Marcus.
Little Marcus. And Natalia's like, hell no. Because even though he was – like, he's homeschooled, but – I don't think that she's keeping up with it because, like, he seems a little behind. Just like a year or two, I would say like 3 years behind.
Right.
Sonny and Natalia. Because when he comes, he wants Natalia. So Sonny and Natalia were complaining this time, a year ago or 2 years ago when he was coming. And they were like, I was like, come on. He really wants to see you guys. It's not going to kill you to have him come over and swim for 2 hours.
Right.
And it's his birthday.
I feel
and
like
he
Sonny
his
had
own.
Something. Sonny was going to be leaving, though, and Natalia was going to be stuck there.
No, the other way around.
Oh.
So 2 years now, Sonny's been with him and not Natalia. Well, actually, Natalia went last time because they brought other friends with them.
Oh.
To go bowling. And it worked out. They brought – like each brought a friend that was nice and they all included him. So that worked out and they went bowling and that was fine.
Okay.
But the year before was the year I was talking about. So they're like arguing about it. I'm like, you know, he's behind. He's like, he always wants to play that game like Cowboys and Indians or something. And it's like, he's always like pew, 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 pew. He makes that pew, 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 pew sound. Like he wants to shoot like shooting sound.
Right.
And you're we're like,
you're 10.
Yeah. We're like, at this point, we're
at
like making
point,
slime
were,
yeah, and yeah, shit,
yeah.
you know?
Selling slime.
Selling
at this point,
it
Natalia's
on Instagram.
A small business owner.
I know. Yeah. Like, he has none. Instagram, what? Huh? There's no social media. And
right.
So anyway, and then he came and brought his own birthday cake.
Right. I remember.
And they got there early, too. So, like, they were supposed to be there at noon. And Adam's like, are you expecting somebody? I go, why? He goes, because there's people in the driveway.
Weren't they parked in like an RV in front?
They brought their RV, that silver kind.
Right,
because
The old school.
Yeah, the old school kind. And so they were like in the driveway waiting until 12. Like,
oh, my God.
Like looking at the watch.
This story is as funny as ever.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I forgot about
and
that part.
He brought his own cake for his birthday.
In case you guys didn't remember to celebrate him.
Right. Because thank God, because we didn't have a cake.
Right.
And we didn't have a gift. That's when I went into the garage to find something. And I got a Trader Joe's bag. Pew, 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 pew. And he had his little vegan cake because he's allergic – or no, he's a vegetarian and he's vegan.
Right.
And so he comes in and he has his – and they have their –
because the family was probably like – I mean, obviously you knew it was his birthday. You must have known that. So we know you would normally get a cake, but you were probably considering his dietary restrictions. So we're just trying to help out.
Right. Thank God.
Can you imagine sending your kid – somewhere that they haven't been, and with a cake to celebrate. Oh. Can you please go ahead and celebrate their birthday? And the parents don't even show up.
The parent doesn't come. The parents are like, bye, with their RV. Going to, like, you know, the local saloon to have a cocktail. Meanwhile, they got the vegan cake back at the house with the pew, pew, pew. With, like, I'm stuck now. And we get happy. So we're singing happy birthday to little Marcus. And it's Olga, Erica, me, and Sonny. And he's like, thank you. And he still has that like little like missing
the
teeth.
Baby list.
Baby,
yeah.
You know, thank you. Yeah. Where's Natalia? Come on, funny. Let's play. Pew, pew, pew.
I can't believe Natalia wouldn't be here for my birthday.
Maybe she'll be late. Maybe she's on her way. We can talk the rest of the show with her.
You're like, Natalia's at boarding school, honey, running a business.
Yeah. She'll be back in 2028.
Oh my God. That is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why'd I bring him up? What were we talking about? Pew, pew, pew.
I can't even remember. Our listeners are like, you guys.
I know. They're like, you were talking about. I don't know.
Yeah. Doing stuff.
Going to school, I think.
School starting. Oh, homeschool. Oh, because I said, I know what happened.
What happened?
I said some kids are homeschooled. Some kids don't even go to school.
Right.
So Sonny's really way ahead of the game. He's going to school like 90% of the time.
That's true.
You know? So he misses a day and a half.
Yeah, it's true. So what?
I agree. I do agree with Adam to the point that, like, I see nothing wrong with adding into the mix some life experiences.
Right.
That's the stuff that he's going to remember.
I know.
Now, if he was doing horrible in school and was constantly missing school and constantly staying home, then that's one thing. You don't want to, like, reward a kid who's, like, always trying to get out of going to school with more time out of school.
Right.
But that's not the case.
Okay. All right.
It's a normal kid who's going to take a day. I mean, people go on vacations all the time.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Again, if it was the first day, I'd be like, that's going to just make it really hard for him when he comes back.
Right. Oh, I wouldn't have gone. If it was that Thursday and Friday, hell no. No. Sorry. But it's the following. It's the following week.
That happens at our
school
all the time.
Sonny started off with a bad week last week. It was really sad.
Oh, can you talk about it or Patreon?
No, I could talk about it. It was so it's just I'll make it brief. It like the league he was on that he went to Vegas with, the guy that started it is young. He's that guy that did the did the video for Sonny when Sonny had his accident. Okay.
Yeah.
He's like 26 years old. So he's the protege of the varsity coach at their high school.
Okay.
Basketball high school. So everybody wants to get with him. So he's like, yeah. So he started a league, his own league, and then it turned into what – it was one team, then it turned – so Sonny got in like the second time around that he did it. Jensen got in early, his best friend. And then it just started to grow, and now he's got 40 kids. And so he had to split the teams up into three. And, you know, so Sonny wasn't on the same team as his buddies. They got split up. Everybody got split up. And
couldn't you request that they're on the same team? I mean, no, it's not a pro team.
No. This is like all for competitive. This is competitive. This is like you're going to learn the skills and what it's going to take to get you on to the varsity team. If you want to go on to varsity, I'm teaching you what that coach taught me. And so anyway, this is – and so he has clinics 2 days a week and then practice 1 day a week. So he had 3 days a week of – you know, working, and they're hard, like they're drills and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, so he hired two coaches to help him because he needed to. So Sonny got on another team. So this guy now is in and out. Now he's got his coaches and he's like sometimes there at practice, sometimes he's not, blah, blah, blah. And he's a great guy. He's a very sweet guy, but I just think he's young. And so my point is in Vegas, a lot of parents were pissed at him because he didn't manage. I guess that like some of our kids got on teams that other players weren't very good. And now like we have like a team of not very good players. And then we have one good player and that player can't come because that player's got to do baseball or something. And so it was like that on all the, across the board and on all the teams. And they were like, these teams are not, why can't we have Noah? Why can't we have so-and-so? Why do you have Matthew and No on the same team? Those two are like the powerhouse, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So he had one team that he was like really focused on, and the rest of the he kind of didn't. I mean, he had his buddies that were their coaches, but
right.
I don't think they had the experience. So I was going to these tournaments weekend after weekend. I'd sit there with most of the dads would go, and I'd just watch these dads just go, oh, I can't stomach watching these kids get destroyed once again because they're not being coached correctly and their teams are not even.
Right.
Even though this guy thinks that they are even. So then after Vegas, he got an earful, a big earful. So after Vegas, he goes, all right, I'm going to put in three teams. I'm going to split everybody into two teams, and then I'm going to have a team. And he always had a team of reserves, like six boys that were – they were reserves. So they were like in and out. They would help any team, blah, blah, blah. Like if so – like on a Friday – on a game day, they needed one more person, they call on a reserve. Okay. So six reserves. And so anyway, so he goes, and I'm going to – he sent the memo, and it was really nice. He sent it to all the parents. I heard everybody. He goes, we're going to look – I'm going to go through everything. Think about it. If you want to come back in the fall, I'll be calling each parent personally to tell them which team they're on. But then the parent doesn't get to know who else is on their team. So we won't know in the fall, really, unless we all talk to each other, who's on whose team. So hopefully, though, we're hoping that he made them – that both teams are even enough, but he can't coach this year anyway. So anyway,
his minions
are going to be coaching, and they're not that good.
Right.
Like we signed up for him; he was really good, but he can't because of his real job. So he's got his minions who are fine guys and have a ton of experience, but I don't think they have experience coaching kids. And this guy has. This guy's making money. He's got fourth graders, and then he's got now seventh graders, which is seventh graders and eighth graders. So he's got – and the fourth grade, they're going to the fifth – they're kicking ass, that league. But the seventh graders are sucking, and the eighth graders are sucking. So I think he just got really overwhelmed. Anyway, so Sonny and I were like for a week, like, when's he going to call? Next Monday? Next – okay. So now we're waiting for the whole week. And Sonny and I are like, who do you think – you know, I get really into it too because I'm with him at all the games. And,
of course.
You know, so
we're
I'm like,
moms.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like now I'm start – I don't, still don't
I'm
know
I'm legit
the term.
Angry at my kids for not playing enough basketball.
I know, right?
Like, what am I supposed to do with my time?
Yeah, I know. Basketball's
Rude.
Not going to play itself.
Yeah.
One person on our face, a Reel It In Facebook page, said something like her husband was complaining that she was watching too much Netflix. And she's like, well, who's going to watch Netflix? Not going to watch itself. I thought that was so funny. So I'm stealing that. Anyway.
So you're waiting for the call.
And during that week, I was like, Sonny, so who do you think? And he's like, all right. So he made it like a chart of all the kids. And he's like, okay, he's got to have this person on this team and this person on this team and this blah, 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 blah. And okay. So the call comes and he says, love Sonny, love his, you know, his love for the sport, love his dedication, but we have to put him on the reserves.
What?
Right now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it was like a punch in the gut. I was like,
Sonny's really good. I've seen him play. He makes three-pointers. He scores all the time.
Yes, but he doesn't go to all the clinics and all the practices during the year. Okay. And also, he said when he had his accident, he was out for a whole season. That it was last fall he was out. And so he didn't get to play as all he's ever known is tournaments with this team. This guy finally did a real season where they went and played regular games. He didn't get to experience that. And he fell behind. And he fell behind at work with his schoolwork. So I would be like, okay, you're not going to the clinic tonight. You can't go. You have too much homework.
Yeah, because it's not that – this is what makes me so mad. Mm-hmm. It's not the NBA. Like,
I know.
If they're going to play in high school, they're going to play in high school. And no, it shouldn't be treated like the NBA, by the way, in high school either.
Right.
It's gotten out of hand how competitive they are.
I know.
And all they care about is the sports. And in high school, they have to train. I mean, Kiki says that too. And you know how much I love Kiki. Mm. And Kiki's like, if they get behind, like, they're not going to make their team in high school.
Right.
And but Elby's not about that. She's like, if she wants to take a season off, she wants to take a season off. None of these kids. Okay. I'm going to end this rant in one sentence. Mm-hmm. None of these kids are going to play professional basketball.
Right. No.
So why are they going to spend their whole life playing so hard so that they can just go play in high school and either get injured or not spend enough time on their schoolwork or whatever. And then later go like,
what was it? No, I'll tell you why. Because he is. Well, first of all, he loves it and he wants to play as much as possible.
Right.
And then the second thing is all of his friends, all the guys that he plays with recess and, you know, at lunch, all his pals, you know, are basketballers. Some of them are baseball.
No, I'm on your side.
All,
no,
right.
but I'm
No, I know what you're saying.
My point is like
saying,
that's why they should be playing. They should be playing because they love it and it's fun.
Right.
And their friends are playing.
Right.
And they're
But now
they're
you
motivated.
Have a guy who's got a team of boys that want to play, right? And now you got to look at it like, okay, he's got to take this thing seriously because these boys, they're all competitive and they're not just from our school. They're from the other schools that are feeding into the middle school.
Yeah, no, I get it. Kiki's got the same thing.
Well,
Sadie
and
can't
I get,
play with his team that's a travel team because she doesn't come to all the practices.
Right. So what he's got to do is exactly, he's got to look at who's been to how many practices, who's been to how many clinics. And then also how they've been doing, and he hasn't been doing that good, not as good as the other kids, and he knows that. He knows that, and because he fell behind, and during the school year, all the way up to the end of the school this year, he didn't go to barely any clinic. And this guy was like, you gotta go to the clinics, you gotta go to the clinics. And he didn't, cause he was behind and in schoolwork. I had to go to math, remember with the math and the math tutor, math.
Yeah.
So now it's like, I'd rather him be actually, fuck the math. I'd rather him be playing basketball. You know, I don't mind the competitiveness and if that's what makes him happy and that's what he wants to do, then do it.
That's fine. But he was injured. He was injured and hurt, and he was falling behind in his schoolwork, which does matter.
Well,
it doesn't matter, but
I'm not done. So what he said is, he said he's on the reserve for now because we're going to start in the fall, and I want him to play. I want him to have. I don't want him to just sit on one team. I want him to rotate and to be able to play with all the teams, even the eighth graders, because sometimes the eighth graders need help. And if he goes to the practices, goes to the clinics, and then on the weekends he gets to rotate, that's going to really – he's going to develop his skills. That's going to really develop his blah, 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 blah.
I don't know. It just sucks because he likes – I know he likes to play on a team with his friends and like be part of that.
Right.
It's but hard when you're not – when you're like, okay.
Yeah. So I told him – so he was very – no, he was like – and then in the spring he can get a spot if he does all that and develops and it's growing. Then he gets a spot on the roster. He gets first – there he's going to have open tryouts again in spring. He gets a spot on the roster because he's been with them. And there's other boys that got on the reserve, like Sonny, too. One of his closest friends is a reserve, too, because he came in late. Like, he wasn't with this guy early on. Whoever started early with him has more of a priority with him.
But Sonny was bummed.
Oh, at first I was bummed, but then the way he explained it to me, I was like, okay, all right, that makes sense. Because at first, like, I got all teary-eyed. I was like, oh, my God.
I'm just feeling defensive on his behalf.
I know. So I had to say, Sonny. So I went in his room, and he's playing Fortnite, my favorite game. And he's like, hi, Mom. It was a little hi, Mom. And I go, can you – and he goes, did the coach call? And I go, yeah. And I go, come in my room when you're done. He goes, okay. And he goes, guys, I got to go. The coach called. He goes. He comes in my room. And he's like, what'd he say? And I said, all right. So, you know, he split the teams in two, and he's going to have like 6 to 8 reserve, or I think 6 reserves. And I said, and you're on the reserve. And he got like teary-eyed. I go, but listen. And I explained it to him. I said, you fell behind because of the accident. We didn't go to all the practices. We didn't go to the clinics. And now, if you want, you know, and this is a competitive time, and he doesn't want you stuck on one team. He wants you to be able to play with Team A, Team B, and also the eighth graders. And to be able to play with the eighth graders is kind of a privilege a little bit, mm-hmm. I guess. It's like I got to play with the eighth graders, you know. Like last year they were the seventh. We got to play with the seventh graders, you know.
Right.
And it's kind of like, you know, so he's like, and he can go to the eighth grade practices, as much practice as he wants. And then in the spring, you'll get a spot. You get first dib spot on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, okay. And then he was fine. And then he was like, okay. All right.
And can he play with his school? Do they have a basketball team?
Maybe. No, they don't have basketball in seventh grade. They have flag football, but they don't have basketball until eighth grade. Eighth grade, they have basketball. They have track and flag football. Now, flag football, he's like getting really good at and he loves, and he wants to play real football, but I don't want him to play real football. I don't think there's a need for that.
Let's do an ad because we have to do – and our last ones, and then let's talk more – let's talk about football because I have something to say about football too. First of all, DIFF – is a charitable eyewear brand, and it's spelled DIFF. I think that's – I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that's like short for like make a difference.
I love that.
Difference, you know?
I love companies like that.
It's a disruptive designer eyewear brand that's focused on doing good. The founders saw a lack of affordable, high-quality eyewear, and they set out to change that. So here's what they do. They offer luxury brands, but at a fraction of the cost. And every time you buy a pair of sunglasses from them, they donate a pair of reading glasses to someone in need around the world through various charity partners, including Restoring Vision, which is a big one. They have styles for everyone. They have cat eyes, aviators, you know, all the cool glasses. So what you want to do is go to diffeyewear.com, and you're going to get 25% off of your order if you use the code FCOL. That's diffeyewear.com. And use the code FCOL and get $25 off and make a difference. Yeah. Also,
Audible.
Okay, we love Audible.
All right. I just listened to this whole book in like 2 days.
What book?
Bad Mommy. I know.
You've been holding out on me.
Well, I was like when I was with the kids in Chicago, I was desperate to find a book to read or listen to. And so I just looked on Audible and they tell you like, okay, you like this book, then how about this book? You know, they give you recommendations. That's a nice thing about Audible. And they said, you want Bad Mommy? Seems like right up your alley. Maybe it's you about you. No, I'm just kidding. So I was like,
You're like, I'm an inspiration.
Yeah. And then I saw like the like, I don't know, four and a half stars, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't like to read the reviews because sometimes I just want to hear. I just want to make my decision.
Yeah.
So so then I put it off for a while. And then the other day I was like, okay, I need a book. And so Bad Mommy. And at first the narrator was really on my nerves. Okay. But it started to get really interesting. It's a stalker. She's
Ooh.
A stalker.
Oh. Mm.
That's all I'll say. It's kind of one of those, you know, it's like a summer read. And it is what it is. It's like, you know, trashy TV.
Right.
You know, it's
not.
It's not, you know, a night at the opera.
Right.
I don't
think any of our listeners are looking for a night at the opera, Lynette.
No.
I think this will be right up their alley.
Yeah. At first, it's like, oh, the girl gets, but she's not always the narrator, which is good.
Oh.
And it starts to really like, and there's a lot of stuff like, it's like, oh, come on, that would never happen in real life. She would never say something like that in real life. But then you'll see why. You'll see why at the end. Of course, there's a twist, whatever.
Right.
But Bad Mommy.
So Bad Mommy.
On Audible.
So listen, if you want to get Audible and be like me and Lynette, go to audible.com/loud. Or you can text the word loud to 500-500, and that will get you started. And so that's audible.com/loud. I have been a member for a long time now,
mm-hmm.
and I
what
love it.
What are you listening to? The Good Girl is another one. I think one of our listeners told me to listen to this
I'm
one.
I'm going to open up my Audible app because I just downloaded something new myself.
And I read an interview from –
Full Catastrophe Living is the latest book I downloaded.
What's it about?
It's like a mindfulness book.
Okay.
So
boring.
I know. I haven't listened to it yet. I said I downloaded it. I didn't say I actually started listening to it. Jeez.
I know.
I told you I listened to – oh, well – I don't want to bash this book because this is an ad, but I feel like the ad part's over, so I can bash this.
But don't forget to go to audible.com/loud and or text 500-500 and get started.
I listened to Eleanor Oliphant.
Oh, yeah.
It's completely fine. I listened to that one. I finished that one and I really enjoyed it.
Oh.
And then I was trying to listen to A Mother's Reckoning, the one that you told me to listen to, the Sue Klebold. Dylan Klebold's mom book.
Mm.
But sad. I got a few hours into it.
Mm-hmm.
This is terrible.
Wait, what's the first one you liked? Eleanor
Oliphant is completely fine. And it's she's from Scotland.
Oh, okay. Why does everybody have an accent?
Like this, and I love it. It's very calming.
I like that.
She speaks like this the whole time. And then Eleanor... Would you like to go to the shop and have some tea? It's good.
I don't know if I
No,
want.
It's really
Is
good.
It good?
Okay. It's good. It's slow. It takes its time.
Yeah.
It really bleeds. Takes its time. So you really
okay,
feel
as long as
involved
I know that.
With the character.
Okay.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
You know, though, a lot of times you'll be listening to something and you'll be like, am I really enjoying
this? I know.
This?
There's time.
Or am I just don't have anything else to listen to?
Right.
But I am a big proponent. Hopefully, if Audible listened to our ad, they're long since done.
Right.
But because I will return a book. Like, I will return it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Girl, I will return you if I don't like you.
Three Z's. Three Z snaps.
It's really easy to return books. And I try not to cheat. Like, if I listen to the book, mm-hmm. then I feel like, okay, I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
But if the book is boring,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm not going to listen to this. Then why do I want to use my credit for that?
I know. And it jams up your Audible library.
Yeah, it
you
does.
You pass over it 150 times while you're looking for a book.
Yeah. I don't think I returned the Sue Klebold
book.
So
why didn't you like that? It was depressing.
It was very depressing. You know why I didn't like it? I'm going to be totally honest.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like she didn't really take responsibility. And not that it's her fault, mm-hmm. what her kid did, but there was a lot of passing the buck to the other kid. And I just felt like maybe – and I know it was a long time after, mm-hmm. but I just felt like there was a bit of denial. Like she really constantly said how she just absolutely didn't see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
But then there'd be all these signs. And I'm not saying – please don't like start emailing me and going, how dare you? She's – awful. Awful, awful, awful. I can't imagine. But I didn't get to hear enough about her actual life and what that felt like mm-hmm. to be the parent of a mm-hmm. kid who mm-hmm. did this. I right. heard some of that, but then it would go into a lot of repeating of like, we just had no idea. We just had no idea. He didn't yeah. even seem depressed. There was nothing wrong.
Right.
It's like, well, there was something wrong.
Yes. She did do a lot of denial. It did seem like she
and
was
it wasn't
denial.
All the other kid's fault.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that the
right.
other kid was a psychopath and your kid was just depressed
right.
And,
right.
and, you know, a sucker to the other kid.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah. I know.
It takes a certain personality problem mm-hmm. to kill people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of indications are that her kid was psycho too.
Right.
Like.
Right. She was doing a lot of passing of the buck.
I watched this movie on HBO the other day, and mm-hmm. now I'm going to forget what it was called. Oh, it's called Boy Interrupted.
Oh.
And it's about this boy. It's a family mm-hmm. made a documentary mm-hmm. about their son who took his own life, mm-hmm. and he was young. He was 15. And
I don't know if I could watch it.
It's sad. The thing I really liked about it, though, was it showed you – what it's like to actually raise a kid who's a problem kind of from early on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she wasn't trying to put a better spin on it. I mean, she clearly loved her kid and was devastated by what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just interesting to hear her going like, we did everything we could do.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid was, you know, we don't know what – I mean, he was bipolar, mm-hmm. the child.
Mm-hmm.
And diagnosed bipolar kind of young. And they had a therapist. I don't know. It was a very realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of liked it because she wasn't going like, I don't know. We just didn't see any
right,
signs.
Right,
like
right.
she was going, look at all the signs we saw.
Right.
But what could we do?
Yeah,
we did everything we felt like we could do. It was just.
That's sad.
I know. Really sad.
All right, way to bring the showdown.
Pew, pew. Flag football. Real football with mm-hmm. little kids.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. That's a hard pass
I'll tell you
for
this.
Me.
No, I know. And I have a good debate for that because Tony Romo was on Jimmy Kimmel and Sal loves him. In fact, named his son, his middle name, Romo.
That's cute.
Isn't that cute? Jack Romo. He wanted to name him Jack Tripper.
Oh, how funny.
I know. And Melissa was like, are you – he was all about naming their kids something like, you know, Frank Sinatra Iacono. And
right.
she's like, what? Why would – no.
Don't make your kid a joke.
No, I know. Like Frank Sinatra Iacono next, you know.
Right.
Jack Tripper. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
But so he got his wish. He got Romo. So he got Jack Romo. But Tony Romo. It's Tony. Anyway, he talked to him because his son wants to play football too, Sal's kid. And he said, I wouldn't put – there. I don't see any reason why – if the kid really wants to play football, there's no reason why they need to play real tackle football. Flag football all day long. But – there's no – until he said until they're developed. And if they're developed in high school or college or whatever, or I guess in high school is when you would start, then that's fine. But not at a young – not at least – give them at least until 9th grade, he said, or 10th grade.
Yeah, you want to give your kid that CTE? I mean,
no,
Sonny's already taken hits.
I know.
Hit
he's already
head.
Had a head injury.
You do not want to do that
no.
to a child.
He's not going to do it. He's too scared.
Well, it shouldn't even be up to him. It should just be, no, you're not not doing
I know,
that.
He's not.
Play flag football.
Yeah, which is nice because his school has flag football. You asked me, do they have basketball? No, not
yeah.
until, they do in eighth grade, but they have flag football, seventh and eighth middle school. So.
Interesting.
That's fine.
My kids have not – my kids – Sadie and Xander played a basketball game the other day, and it was so fun. It was like, oh, my God, I remember how much I love watching my kids mm-hmm. play basketball.
Yeah.
Xander is a good little basketball player. He just – he's so fucking lazy. He just doesn't
–
he wants to stay home and play Roblox. That's what he wants to do. Like, I have to fight against a kid who just wants to lay on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to relax. There is nothing
he's
that he loves more than relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although he does love his Studio LOL His improv camp.
Yeah.
So next week, so not this week that we're in right now, but next week, they're doing one last week of Studio LOL for kids that start school a week after everybody else. And my kids are dying to do it. The point that my girl Robin, my girl Robin offered to take, she's so sweet, so I have to shout this out, but she offered to take us to Disneyland.
Wow.
Because yeah, so she got some passes for Disneyland.
Oh, that's nice.
And she wanted to see if I wanted to bring the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, I was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is that Sadie and Xander, she doesn't know this yet. She'll find out when she listens to this. But Sadie and Xander were all about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they found out they could go to Studio LOL, I was like, oh, it's over the week that we were going to go to Disneyland. They were like, we want to go to Studio LOL.
Aww.
That's how bad they want to go to this little camp where they're just in a room playing improv games.
That's so awesome.
Eating Domino's pizza for lunch.
I love that.
But, yeah.
Well, why can't you go a different – Robin, why can't you go a different night or a different day?
I think we could. But you know what? This week, the temperatures are going to be in the hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
So don't know that I want to do Disneyland this – well, I don't know. I guess we could. But honestly, the thing is, that's – my point was really like that's how – they're not like, oh, my God, Disneyland. They're
right.
It's kind of hot. There's lines.
Yeah.
Rather go to –
that's Sunny. He doesn't want to go to Disneyland ever.
LB is up for everything.
Right.
So LB was at summer camp, which I'll tell you more about on Friday's show. Mm-hmm. I got a postcard from her counselor. The counselors towards the end send a postcard about all the kids.
Uh-huh.
And her counselor was like, I love LB. She gets excited about every single activity. I was like, you met my kid.
Yeah. Aww.
This is my LB.
Right.
Every single thing. You want to go to Ralph's? Sure. Let's go. You want to go to Disneyland? Oh, my God. Yes.
It's
going to be really hot. There's going to be long lines. That's okay. We'll go on enough rides.
Mm-hmm.
When Camp Holly Woodland, they all went to Disneyland. Sadie had a terrible time at Disneyland, wanted to go home the whole time. Told you,
really?
The lines were too long. We hardly got on anything. It was really hot. And LB was like, I don't know. I had a great time. Same day,
same trip.
Mm-hmm. LB managed to have a great time. Sadie wanted to go home the whole time. It's just different personalities.
Yeah, I know.
But Sadie and Xander both, here's the things they love doing. They like improv camp. We now found out they like swimming in other people's swimming pools.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they like.
Yeah.
Sadie will act like she's going to Disneyland. If you go, hey, the neighbor said we could come over and swim in their pool.
Mm-hmm.
Sadie will be like, what? Are you kidding me? Is it Christmas?
Uh-huh.
What?
Uh-huh.
Like when?
Mm-hmm.
Now. What? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. What? Can we go right now? I'm like, wow, settle down.
Maybe you should get her
a
kiddie pool.
Swimming pool in San Fernando Valley. Relax.
Well, really, I mean, with the temperatures, you can't blame her.
No, I know. I know. So before we go, I do want to tell you that John's dad passed away.
Aww.
Which is sad. This is kind of sweet. So Sadie and Xander were really sad about it.
Mm-hmm.
He was 94. And
were they
he
close?
Was, Sadie and Xander?
Yeah.
No. So that's what I was going to tell you is it's really more of an abstract for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like they only met him. Sadie and Xander met him once and talked to him on the phone a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the idea of their grandpa dying made them sad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But LB, it's just funny how different kids are.
Mm-hmm.
LB just doesn't get sad about things.
Mm-hmm.
So it happened while she was at camp.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we didn't tell her. She wasn't close to him.
Right.
She's met him one more time than Sadie and Xander have.
Yeah.
But they were not close, you know?
Right.
So we didn't want to tell her at camp because I also – for mainly because it wasn't – it's not going to be a huge deal in her life because she didn't know him. But also because it makes it sound like it's a big deal if you're
we're
going to call our kid at camp and tell her.
No.
So we're going to wait till she got
back.
Mm-hmm. So she comes in the house. Well, I took her to lunch after camp and so I saw her. So – and then we came in the house and I said to John, I haven't told her yet. I was like, do you want to tell her? Mm-hmm. So we told her. And she was like, oh. And then this was sweet. Because I knew she wasn't sad for herself,
mm-hmm.
but she looked kind of sad and she threw her arms around John and she was like, I'm so sorry, Daddy.
Aww.
To him.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Like, that's how mature she is.
Yeah.
She knew that she personally wasn't sad, but instead of being like trying to look sad,
right.
or she just really empathized with
right.
her dad
yeah.
and was like, I'm so sorry, Daddy. And she Aww. Gave him a hug and then she kind of said it again. Are you okay? She's like, I'm really sorry, Daddy.
That's so sweet.
I know.
And is he okay?
John?
Mm-hmm.
He's okay. I mean.
Was he close?
I mean, you know, it's.
Yeah.
Relationships are fraught
yeah.
sometimes.
yeah.
His dad, very, very waspy, mm-hmm. kind of shut down person.
Mm-hmm.
And in my estimation, John did not have a great childhood mm-hmm. or relationship with him. Was he a good dad in the way he was a good provider? Like, you know.
Right.
But they were not close, but John very much cared about him, and John is very sentimental and a real family type person mm-hmm. and worried about them mm-hmm. and dealt with all his dad's finances and insurance and like was always kind of taking care of
yeah.
him. And like I said, he was 94. He hasn't really been with it in a he had like very little quality of life. He mm-hmm. was basically blind by mm-hmm. this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a bit of a relief, I think, but mm-hmm. I think it's always hard
yeah.
when you lose a parent, and especially it sort of puts a period on, there's no more question mark. There's
right.
no more like, can this ever change? Can
right.
this ever?
Right.
You know, it's like, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And now his mom and his dad have passed. And I think it's sad and it's very final.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's sad.
Aww.
But he's not like not functional.
Right,
he's
right.
like.
Right. No, I get it. And is he an only child?
No, his sister, Wendy, is amazing person.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And he and Wendy have gotten really close over the past few years.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
and
and Wendy is like a really good sister to John. And I will say that John was like, thank God for Wendy because she's been amazing and he feels just close to her and he feels like kind of taken care of, like she's his older sister
yeah.
and she's just, I don't know, she's a good person and they're close and they've been working together to take care of both his mom, you
right.
know, had Alzheimer's and for years.
Mm.
I mean, the slowest, longest, you know, like
horrible.
13 years
Ugh.
Of Alzheimer's.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
And she died a year ago. So, and then he took a bad turn. And then a year later,
he
passed away. But anyway, not to end the show on like a sad note.
Oh, well,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't have parents.
I know.
It's weird when you don't have parents. There's sometimes where I'm like looking for a picture, like I want to call my dad, you know, but no.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, more on that on Friday.
Okay.
So, business shout outs for Patreon.
Yes.
And we have some spots, guys. We have a few spots available.
Mm-hmm.
If you would like to spend $50 a month to support our show and show us how much you love us and get your business shouted out, go to patreon.com and look for Crying Out Loud, or just Crying Out Loud, actually. No, for Crying Out Loud. And sign up for $5 a month. You'll hear all of our Patreon content. And I have a good Patreon story this week.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Sent an email to somebody
oh.
that probably my Alcoholics Anonymous sponsor would not have approved of, but you will. Okay. But if you want to spend $50 a month, your business can get a shout out like Christy Lewis's all natural skincare and professional grade makeup line at DramaticLashes.net.
Mm.
Yeah. Go get some dramatic lashes, people. You want some CBD oil, even for your dog? Bacon flavor, go
yes.
to HempWorks, WORX.com/L Molina, and our girl Letty will hook you up. You want to get a loan from B of A? Michelle McKibben is your girl. She's a mortgage loan consultant. Michelle.McKibben@BankofAmerica.com. Sarah Dean hosts Shameless Mom Academy, helps moms find their identity again after motherhood.
Mm-hmm.
Her show can be found at shamelessmom.com or on iTunes. The Wayne Foundation is a 501c nonprofit. It's dedicated to saving girls from a life of being sex trafficked. It's a very important issue, and our boy Ulysses pays for that. So go to waynefdn.org and help out. Kate Marengo, she's an interior decorator, designer, whatever you call that. She'll pimp out your home, and she can do it online. She can do it virtually, or if you're in Chicago, she can do it locally. interiorchicago.com. Tish Clevenger is our Juice Plus consultant. Do you want her to help you get involved in Juice Plus or get some Juice Plus nutrition? Go to clevenger.juiceplus.com. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll do the other ones on
All
Friday.
Right. Okay.
Okay. You're
Thanks.
A parent now.
Don't F it up.
I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leo. She cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know I see her all the time, everywhere I go. And even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball. So how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch they man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black where the jocks get the fly girls and me I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble. Got hit with a bottle, but sit in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, got sick to my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked her out, she said I wasn't that type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 ball. I wish I had a brand new car, so far I got this hatchback. And everywhere I go, yo, I get laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat. And if you wanna know what's really whack, see, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood rat, can old type of burrito. Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110 until the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in the concrete jungles and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say, my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6-4 baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6-4 baller. I wish I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
I wish I was a little bit taller, y'all.
I wish I was a baller.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
I wish I was a baller.
Hey, I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday. You can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games. Name my kids ghetto names. Little Mookie, the Al, Lorraine. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in